It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here, you know, Dr. Paul Smolin, your PEDcast host. Now today we're going to discuss a topic that is most relevant for parents with teens in the house. You folks with younger children, you listen up well, however, your time is coming before you know it. Now we all know that teenagers tend to be moody, but what should a parent do when their child has persistent fatigue and changes in their mood? Well, that's the topic we're going to take on today. It's not too uncommon for parents to bring their teenagers to the pediatrician with physical complaints of fatigue and irritability, dizziness, and sleep problems. More times than not, these physical complaints turn out to be due to difficulties with mood, either excessive sadness, worry, or even anger. Now, as a pediatrician, I always have my radar up for physical symptoms that might indicate a serious disease process, but most of the time, fatigue is an emotional symptom. So once we're sure that our tired teen does not have fatigue from something like diabetes or thyroid disease, what's next? How can we help them feel better? Well, I thought it would be useful to take a few moments and share with you my practical suggestions that I have found can be very helpful to children and families who find themselves in this situation. That is, having physical symptoms from emotional fatigue and stress. I think step one is to visit a pediatrician who has cared for your child and knows them well. I think a large part of the healing process for these children come from the child feeling that those around them care and take their complaints seriously, reassuring them that they don't have some dreaded disease. By taking their complaints seriously is also an important aspect of the doctor visit. I feel that this is best done by someone who they already know and trust. Don't underestimate the power of a health professional listening, touching, reassuring, and demonstrating understanding. I make sure they're getting enough physical exercise. Now, I think this should be a minimum of an hour a day. Walking is fine, riding a bike, throwing a frisbee, whatever, but they need to get out and they need to do it. Movement and enjoyment is the key. And when I say outside, I mean outside, where there are green trees and lots of light. Light sets our clock for sleep and can help your child get enough sleep at night and also improves their mood. For real, it improves their mood. Actually, researchers have found that physical exercise is just as effective at improving mood as most antidepressants, and a whole lot cheaper and safer. Next, we go over their sleep habits and possibly make improvements there. Experts think that children older than 12 years of age need 8 to 9 hours of sleep nightly. Regular bedtimes, turning off electronics, quieter activities in the evenings are an important part of healthy sleep formula. I encourage the child to establish a regular bedtime routine. Now, many parents tell me that the evening near bedtime is a good time to talk about your child's feelings. They'll open up. They'll say things then that they won't talk about for the rest of the day. So take advantage of that. Besides, conversations like these can be very powerful, and I think you should try and initiate these talks. And while you're at it, enforce no cell phones or other electronics in your teen's room. Nutrition is also an important aspect of mood and energy. I explained to the tired teen that certain foods found in fish and other natural foods can really be helpful. Fish consumption or an omega-3 supplement is a must, as is vitamin D supplementation, in case your child's level should be low. In this situation, I actually recommend a multivitamin, especially if the teen's diet is poor. It also goes without saying that reducing soda, caffeine intake, and processed food will help anyone feel better. And finally, I think that having friends, helping others, and being praised for even the smallest of achievements can all be very uplifting activities. I encourage families who have a tired teen to try all these things. Parents can facilitate their children's friendships by making an extra effort to provide transportation and activities their teens might like, as well as encourage their teen to help around the house, neighborhood, or community. And of course, they can praise and recognize any helpfulness, any success, or any healthy attitude their teen exhibits. And finally, I think a follow-up visit to assess how your child is doing is really important, at which time we determine if things are getting better or a mental health referral is indicated. Now, let me reiterate that what we have talked about today is for a mildly depressed or anxious teen and not for children with severe disturbances in mood or behavior. If these measures don't improve things for your child, or you think they may be having serious thoughts of harming themselves or other bad thoughts, please, please get some professional psychological help. You'll be glad you did. For more practical parenting information, take a few minutes and explore the literally hundreds of podcasts and articles posted at my blog, www.docsmo.com. Your comments and stories are always welcome. And of course, we love when you share these posts with friends and family. And while you're at it, write a review on iTunes and subscribe. That really helps us out. This is Doc Smo, hoping you can find a simple step to increase your teen's pep. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.